Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
Hey, we're Pentatonix.
Hi, this is Gary Peel from December People.
I wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of holidays.
Merry Christmas and season's greetings to all our listeners at this spot on the dial. From yours truly, Jimmy Stewart.
We want to wish you a happy holiday season.
Hoping you're having a wonderful holiday, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.
This is Freddie Mercury, singer of Queen. Merry Christmas to you all your listeners.
Wishing you all a happy and healthy holiday season.
And you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Linda Imperial has had an amazing career, both as part of other groups and on her own. Somehow, though, she never recorded a Christmas song until just recently when she released the original single, Christmas You and Me. And now she has a second Christmas single out. Linda, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you, Ken, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We talked a couple years ago, and I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes for anyone that missed it or just wants to hear it again, about your amazing career and, of course, your first Christmas single, Christmas You and Me. And before we get to the new Christmas song, I want to talk a little bit about some of the singles you have released since we last talked.
Okay.
Uncovered, just out this past September. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Uncovered was written, I didn't write it, but it was given to me by a dear friend. And I really, the words and the whole story really resonated with me. It was hard because I didn't write it, but I loved the song. I loved what the song was saying. And as a musician and a recording artist, it just really felt close to home for what we go through. And just trying to stay in the game and be, you know, keep your creative art form without selling out, without polluting it, without just really trying to stay true to who you are. And I really, really loved the song. I was really happy to be able to record it. It was written by Joe White, and I don't have the names with me, but he produced it. He was a great producer.
You know, that's got to be one of the most difficult things, especially as an independent artist, making your own way and continuing to do what you feel is right for you, despite what critics might say, despite what other people might say. You see young pop stars rise and fall, and staying on your path, staying true to what you want to do and who you are, sometimes that's got to be tough.
It's so hard, but the I think the belief in what you're doing regenerates your strength. You know, if like the song was really good and I wanted to honor it. And at the time, I was a little going through some health issues, but I thought I really, really, really wanted to battle and do homage to the song, the lyrics. And that kind of gave me some strength to continue, because I was, you know, sometimes you think, what am I doing? But because that's what people do. You know, that's what artists do. It's their soul food, so to speak. It keeps you going. I really didn't want to pollute and dilute the purity of the sincerity of what people go through to create art, you know. And I think it's a camaraderie of people that you have throughout your life that you still hold dear to yourself. You know, Joe was I met him in San Francisco, Marin, and he's so talented. So sometimes you want to give up, but people from your life come back into it, you know, and he gave me this song and I was like, oh, I love this song.
You know, I think for, I was going to say people who aren't creative, I think everybody is creative. I think that there's a level of confidence that you have to be able to pursue that. And I think that that's hard too, and that a lot of people don't. But for those who aren't in some sort of path of the arts, I think that they just, they can't understand what it's like.
Right.
You see, like in with books, you see Stephen King, and every book that comes out is a bestseller. And people who might have this idea they want to write think that, well, if I can't do that, then I'm no good and I can't do it. And they're ready to pack it in. And the same thing is true in music. Any particular genre that you are drawn to, I think it's tough when you have stars like Taylor Swift, who it seems almost everything she touches turns to gold. And people have this idea that they have to compete with that. And if they can't, you don't. It's not a competition. You do what's right for you. But I don't think that, I don't think a lot of people can really get that.
Well, you know, it's like sports. You know, I in my younger days, I was an athlete. And I was in track and field, and my coach would always say, don't compete with anyone else. Just keep, you know, don't even look to the side. Once you look to the side, you've taken the energy off you. That's why they put the things on horses so they can stay focused and keep going forward. And everything that we see is art. I mean, boxes, I mean, a chair, everything is an art form that came out of someone's mind, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. You know, we're all these unique snowflakes that are so unique. It's you just have to, well, I want to remain true to myself. And I never really thought of myself as a writer, ever. But I would write things down and save them. And when I actually started writing songs, I wouldn't edit. I would just write whatever was in my heart, whatever I was thinking, and I would just put it down and then compile it later, but edit it later. And when I came back to it, I would remember the feeling that I had about this person, that situation, that experience. And it would just kind of fall into place, you know, if I let it. But if I got in my own way, if I forced it, it would be blocked somehow. You know, a good song can be written in 5 minutes. I find that if I really try, I'm not that good, you know, if I really work at it, it's harder. But if I just let it, as John Lennon would say, let it be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, so often we're our own worst enemies. So often. The other thing is that, and I talk to a lot of singers and musicians and songwriters on this podcast, and it's never the same. The process, inspiration, all of that stuff is different from person to person. And we're all different, so it should be.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's something else that a lot of people don't get. They want it to be a simple recipe that they can follow. I get the idea, I write it down, boom, it's a song. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. There's more to that. But it's just different from artist to artist. I love the song Just Right. I love what you said about it. In the description of the video on your YouTube channel, it has a little quote from you. It says, "It feels so good to have a positive song in my repertoire since most of the other songs I sing are about jerks."
I know. Oops.
And I think that's perfect because there's a lot of songs that are like that.
Yeah.
That are because it's an experience that we all associate with. We've all had that kind of thing.
Yeah.
everybody, almost everybody, if you didn't date or worse yet, marry someone who later turned out to be a jerk, God bless you. That's terrific. But for most of us, we all had that kind of experience. And I just love that you wrote that most of the other songs I sing are about jerks. So that this is about the value of patience.
Of a great relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, David, bless his heart, when we first met, I mean, we met singing and Bob Olson, I think I told you this story before. I'm just so grateful. I used to sing with my sister and he would hire us as session players. And so David was just always so kind. And I didn't really, you know, when I first met him, I knew his music, but I was into a different genre of music. I mean, I kind of grew up in Tulsa and St. Louis, so I was basically, you'd call it a soul sister, less rock, but, you know, and so the Jefferson Starship I didn't really listen to them that much, but he was so sweet when we were singing, and our blend when we actually started working together was great. And so I feel like I finally met a really great artist who's humble, who's sweet. And that's how that song Just Right came about. It was like, you're just right. You're not a jerk.
I'm sure there are people listening who want to hear about the new Christmas song, and we'll get to it in a second. I just want to ask about one more. The Storm Is Over. You said, I got so tired of singing other people's songs and stories. I knew I had to make a change, so I started writing my own stories and turning them into songs. I wrote about things I knew. I know about love. I know loss and victory. So I wrote about that love that's great, love that's not, relationships that were good, some that were not and went terribly wrong. I survived them. I owned all my mistakes and I moved on in life and won. I'm happy. The storm is over.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That sums up my life. Truly.
I think for a lot of people that, you know, when you're in the storm, when there's stuff going on in your life that is tough to deal with, you lose the connection that other people have been through this, might be going through it right now. And hearing a song like The Storm Is Over, you get that. Your problems might be unique to you, but at the same time, other people have had to deal with that too. And that doesn't solve your problem, but it does somehow make it a little bit easier to know you're not alone.
Well, you know, spring always comes, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just a storm will just, it'll dissipate and go away and everything will be fine, you know? And just knowing that reality and that logic just helps you navigate yourself through tough waters. You know, just what I would do is I would just stay true. It would basically, surviving as an artist is really hard. I had so many jobs, but they were noble. I was happy to have the work. All the work that I created was noble, and it helped me buy my microphones. It helped me build my studio, you know, and the storms blow over.
And there's also a matter of perspective. I know so many people who want to make it as a singer or as a member of the band, and they have a day job that they hate, but they need it. Mm-hmm. And I always try to tell them, you know, don't look at it like that. Look at it as this affords you the opportunity.
Right. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You can get to that gig this weekend because you got a paycheck on Friday from the job that lets you do this.
Right. Music is a very expensive hobby.
Yeah.
You know, And you have to support it and don't begrudge it. And I think begrudging it sometimes becomes arrogance. I remember when I was doing my dance music, they were playing my dance in this club that I had gotten as a cocktail waitress. And a lot of the people would frequent this bar club from George Lucasfilm. It was in San Rafael. And they would all come in and, you know, and there'd be like a table of 15 people. And I was just happy to be able to be working. I was on CBS Records. You know, I had a song out, but I wasn't relying on my laurels. I thought, I want to work, and this is what I do. I'm not ashamed of it. And it's just, you know, it's just a little bump in the road. It's a pit stop.
I'm going to ask you an awful question. And you don't have to answer if there's not one. I know this is a little bit like picking your favorite child, but you have recorded music in lots of different genres, lots of different styles. Is there a song that you have sung, whether you wrote it or somebody else did, that is your favorite?
Yes. The one song that I love, I think it's, I love Just Right. Treasures of the Heart on my first album, it was kind of an experiment. And I wanted to, we were still kind of building the studio, and I had several friends who were just precious human beings, and they've never been published. And so I went up to each person, dear friends, my sister included, and I said, what is your treasure? You know, tell me what your treasure is. And I combined all of their treasures. And each person, you know, was a really good friend of mine. They were really close to my heart. And so that's how that song kind of manifested. And two or three of the people that were on that have died. And so that has kind of a special meaning for me. I put it on when I want to feel them and hear their words again.
You know, not to get too far off track, but I think that's one of the most wonderful things about music is whether you have met these people or not, the songs have had a big impact in your life. And to be able to still have that even when that person is no longer around. Mm-hmm. I mean, we lost Jimmy Buffett this summer, which was tough for a lot of people, but he left us such an amazing legacy of music that we'll have as long as we're here. Yeah. And there's something that is just comforting in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And John Lennon, I mean, there's just so many.
Yeah.
Just so many. And music it's soul food.
Yeah.
It truly is. I put it on when I'm depressed. I put it on when I'm not depressed. I put it on when I need to get the house cleaned. You know?
I can't imagine going a day without it.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to get into the Christmas music now because people, I can just tell that they want to hear about it. So your first Christmas single, which we talked about last time, Christmas You and Me, that's probably my favorite of your songs. I just love the idea of being with someone who is that special at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a lot of Christmases alone. So right. Being lucky enough to have found someone wonderful to share my life with and get to share that special season with.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's magic. It really is. Whether you're snuggled up on the couch watching the lights on the tree, or as we did for many many Christmas Eves, one of us is downstairs wrapping gifts, one of us is upstairs wrapping gifts.
Right, right, right.
Whatever it is, there's just something that's and that song just evokes that. Because like the other stuff I was talking about, it's not the same for everybody, but we all get that feeling of, you know, it's not about the stores, it's not about the songs, it's not about going to church, it's not about any of that other stuff. It's just the love,
right,
of being with and sharing,
yeah,
and sharing that. So that's very special. I really love that. The new song, Christmas in the Tropics, is, I was going to say it's much different, but I don't want to make it sound like it's being with somebody you hate and it's all the other opposite of that, because that's not what it is. But it's different because the theme of it is about being somewhere, well, obviously in the tropics. What inspired this one for you?
Normally, all my Christmases have been in places where it's cold. So I had the wonderful luxury of seeing what Christmas was like on the opposite side of the planet, in Australia and New Zealand. And that's kind of where I got my idea for my new Christmas song, because it's completely different. It's sunny. There's no snow. You don't see the chill in the air. It's completely opposite. You see the warm, sandy beaches. You see palm trees that are lit up kind of like the pine trees, which I thought was really beautiful. And it was just such a wonderful experience to see how the other side of the world shares this beautiful season. It's completely different, but not different. We were with a lot of people, but I was wondering what it would be like, you know, being in a completely different environment, warm, not cozy, but warm and kind of lively, more of a solitude, walking on the beach. The decorations were even different. There was, you know, holly, mistletoe, but it was warm. And it was a unique experience for me. And so I wanted to find out how people on this side of the globe, how they shared Christmas. And sometimes people just go to the beach and go swimming and, you know, set up some cocktails, some beer. I just wanted to know and feel what it was like. So when we were there, that's why I kind of wrote this song. I thought, what would it be like if you're alone, you know, you're alone on the beach and you want that person with you, you know? And in the song, I say, instead of rum and coke, I'm having a Mai Tai with an umbrella. It's just a different feel.
And the video, and I'll put a link in the show notes to Linda's YouTube channel. In the video, the scenery is amazing. It's hypnotic as you sit there and you watch it. It is for me. I love the ocean. So seeing the waves, and it's not, even though I live in Florida and it's going to be at least 75, maybe 80 degrees on Christmas Day here, because it always is. But we all have the idea of Christmas being snowy or at least cold and, you know, snuggled up in the fire, front of the fireplace, hot chocolate and all that kind of stuff. And this song gives you a glimpse of something different.
Mm-hmm.
You see the waves crashing and and, you know, for people that live where I am and farther south into Florida, maybe that is how they view Christmas. But I feel like most of us, even if you live somewhere that's tropical, you still, when we talk about Christmas, you still have that, you know, that winter wonderland kind of landscape dancing in your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had, because I didn't and I needed help. I reached out to my dear friend, one of my darling friends, who's just a great guitar player. He helped me co-write it. Dory, who is a sailor, and he sails, and he loves the tropics, and he's been all over. And so when I was getting the idea to do the song, and when I asked him if he would like to co-write it with me, he would just play, you know, certain things. And at one point I thought maybe I could, you know, play a little of the ukulele, but then I couldn't because my nails were too long. So I'm going to cut them. And for my show, when I do a Christmas show, I'm going to see if I can play a little bit.
Oh, that would be perfect for this song. That makes me want to ask if you've got Christmas shows coming up.
I'm working on it. I have this other friend who, she's really talented, and we've done some shows together. And what I wanted to do, she, bless her heart, she lost a lot of property in Maui. Oh. And she, their house was saved. So what we're thinking of doing is I want to do a Christmas show, a fundraiser for a lot of the people in Hawaii.
Nice. I'll keep an eye on your website for info on that, and make sure I pass it along, because I'm sure that even if somebody isn't in your area where the show is, there will be a way that they can mm-hmm. donate. And that's the kind of thing, especially at Christmas time, that people love to mm-hmm. be a part of. So the new single's out, Christmas in the Tropics. You've got Christmas shows that you're working on. What's next?
Well, I have my new single, Uncovered, and I have about three more songs that I'm still working on for a full album, Tulsa Rose and Silence is Deadly and Days Go By. So I've got three more songs that I'm almost ready. We had the musicians here, and we were playing it, you know, working out the arrangements. So that's kind of keeping me busy, trying to get together my shows and get charts on everything so I can go out and start performing. That'll be fun. I miss playing.
You know, we just talked about the new Christmas single, and I know it's just out, hot off the presses. So forgive me for asking, but is there any more Christmas music on the horizon for you?
I could. Yeah, I mean, I never thought of it. Each song is like a birth, you know, and you're in labor for like 9 months, you know, so that song is creating itself. I don't know. I mean,
well, and it's a lot different when you're talking about creating something versus, you know, going in the studio, knocking out a version of Jingle Bell Rock in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I see what you mean. I did a version of Run, Run, Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did that with the band and my old band. And I thought of putting that in the show and revamping that. It actually came out really good. Run, Run, Rudolph. But I'm thinking of redoing that.
Oh, that'd be nice. Seems like last time we talked, you really liked the song Little Drummer Boy. Is that right? Am I remembering that right?
And I actually did a version of that. Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear it? I should send it to you.
Yeah, please. You send it to me. I'll play it.
Okay. I'm really, David and I, we produced that. So I can, yeah, you know, I will. I'll send that to you.
You know, it's funny. I saw that on YouTube that somebody had posted it. I don't know if it was the charity that had posted it or if somebody else who had gotten it. And I wanted to ask you if are you the same Linda Imperial that did that? So that's cool. Yeah, please do send me a copy of that and I'll play it.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well, that's terrific. It has been so nice to catch up with you again, and I'm looking forward to sharing Christmas in the Tropics as well as Christmas You and Me on the Sounds of Christmas station for for everybody in this new season. And I'll share links to your website and YouTube channel and all the stuff that I mentioned in the show notes so everybody who's listening can connect, check out the new song, check out Uncovered, the other new song. And when you connect, you'll be one of the first to hear any of the other new stuff that Linda said is on the way. Thank you so much for joining me again. This has been so much fun talking to you.
And you are such a love. You are such a love. And I'm just so grateful to know you. And I'm new at this. I'm so, and I don't know if I say the right thing or do the right thing, but you make it so comfortable for me. So I'm truly grateful.
I try to do that. I just want it to be like, I just want this to be like a simple conversation between two people who really love Christmas music and also other stuff. But that's certainly a shared
songs.
And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station and you're already listening to the podcast. So my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. We also have a Linktree page, so you can find us on your favorite streaming site and then subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. And I'll put the link to that down in the show notes with all the other stuff. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.